Back here at Dove Valley, Broncos getting ready for a Week 3 trip to Seattle to face the Seahawks, joined by voice of the Broncos, News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan. Dave, let's start with the news that came down on Wednesday. Not a four-game suspension for Wes Welker, two games. He is practicing with the Broncos this week. The immediate impact as they get ready for that game.
Well, I think you're talking about a guy in Wes Welker that understands the importance of staying in shape. I don't think how he comes back in terms of his conditioning will be a factor at all.
Right.
And he's a guy also that has earned the trust of Peyton Manning, the confidence of the quarterback in terms of what he does in between the hash marks, what he does on third down in particular. Last year, I mean, 18 completions to Wes Welker on third down that went for first downs. And so you can't really understate that. That's a real important factor, I think, for a veteran quarterback, having a guy, and he's got a couple this year, but having a guy that you know you can count on in difficult situations, that's what I think Welker brings on Sunday.
You knew to open the year with Indianapolis and Kansas City, two teams that made the playoffs a year ago. Then the next two games are going up against tough defenses in Seattle and Arizona. To have Welker back for those two games, I mean, to call it a bonus would, I guess, be an understatement, right?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think it just adds another weapon to the arsenal.
Yeah.
I think, again, the confidence factor of Peyton Manning cannot be understated with respect to who he really feels like is going to be where they should be at that one particular moment. And Welker's been around a long time and he played with Brady, of course, in New England. He's been here and played with Manning. So he understands the importance of being on the same page, reading the same coverage, knowing where the sticks are, opening himself, making himself available to the quarterback. And that's what good possession kind of receivers do. And I think there are very few in the league that are better at that than Wes Welker.
The team that will take the field in Seattle is going to look a lot different than the game you called back at MetLife Stadium in February. All these offseason moves were kind of built or made to beat a team like Seattle. How much are you looking forward to see maybe what the difference could be between that game a few months ago and Sunday?
Well, I'm hoping the game goes a bit differently because that obviously was not one the Broncos really want to remember. To me, this is a free and easy game for the Broncos because really very few people outside the city of Denver and the organization expect them to go up there and win.
Right.
And so this is an opportunity really to find out at an early stage of this year sort of where you stack up. Where are we as a team? You're playing the world champion teams in their place. And so when they fly home Sunday, when the Broncos, we all fly home on Sunday, I think they'll have a better understanding of, A, what kind of team do we have?
Yep.
How far do we have to go? What are some of the things that we really have to work on as we now pursue another opportunity to go to the Super Bowl? So for me, the pressure, I think, is on Seattle.
Right.
I mean, this is a team that's lost one time in the last two seasons at home. They're 18-1. They've lost once since Russell Wilson's taken over at quarterback. They're a great defense, home crowd advantage. I mean, you name it, it looks like Seattle's the play here. So that's, at least from my book, that's perfect for the Broncos to go up and really find out where they are.
Yeah, no doubt a measuring stick kind of game. Dave, thank you so much for your time. And you can hear Dave, along with Ed McCaffrey, call the game on 850 KOA. And, of course, Dave, here in Denver on 850 during your drive home.